Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora a solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.
Aaron Rodgers didn't like his wrist injury getting out. And the reason why we didn't find out about the results of his test yesterday was because the Rodgers camp, meaning Aaron Rodgers, was tightening the circle.
Now, how many people are in this camp? It's him, maybe his agent. Who else?
Maybe his wife, if she exists.
Where would you put the odds on that right now? Percentage chance.
I don't think it's 100%, to be honest with you. Some of the context clues make me think about that conspiracy
theory. Pretty tight circle. Is it even a circle if it's two people? That's more like a straight line or like a, you know, just a line segment. Either way, hold on. So not that I feel bad for Adam Schefter ever about anything.
Getting stonewalled.
Yeah, who cares? Whatever. So Rodgers would rather just have people think he took a hard hit than got taken out of the game. But no explanation whatsoever
also,
was given.
Aaron's been in the league for over 20 years. We're not talking about the NHL when you can flat out hide injuries and when
there
your
are a lot
shoulder's
of people
injured,
who gamble
say it's
on
a
this
lower
stuff.
Body
yes.
injury. Exactly.
There are a lot of people who gamble on this stuff. The NFL demands transparency. Oh, you want special rules for yourself now? You'd rather either people just think that your head coach took you out because you sucked?
The Ravens just got fined for this with Lamar Jackson and what they did with him during practice and then their injury report.
This is an absurd look by Rodgers, in my opinion.
It is, but
it's bizarre. It's very much on brand for him. It's a weird look.
Can I, on a bigger picture based off of this kind of strange report, ask a broader question to you and all the Steelers fans out there watching and listening, YouTube, our 93.7 The Fan, Twitter and X page, which you can watch there. On YouTube, you can actually comment as the show goes along. If you can't get to a normal radio, those are different ways to watch it. Some people actually prefer listening and watching the show in those more modern places. Are we on Instagram yet, streaming, or is that, will that ever happen?
IG Live?
Yeah. Is that possible? I'm not on Instagram.
It's definitely somewhere where we could go and do that. I think like Twitter is
where
more
people. Is that a
brave
new world for us, potentially?
No, I mean, oh God, no. Have you seen Ben Tenuta, who does all of our, you know, audiovisual stuff? On there, he's got like 230,000 followers.
So he's got to be making bank on Instagram.
If he wants to make money off of his IG account, like
he
can charge
money off it.
I would imagine he could make several hundred thousand a year off of like sponsored posts.
Man, I wish I could do that.
Can you imagine him just getting in front of a camera and doing a well-produced video where he's like, let me tell you something right now. People forget Flamin' Hot Cheetos are tough.
Yeah, I feel like
people forget about their colon health. That's why.
I feel like I'm 100 years old because I don't get a lot of the things that people in their teenage years and early 20s say. Like this whole 6'7 business,
I don't understand it. And so Lennox's birthday
I feel
like
is the oldest fogey of all time right now when I say that.
I still don't know what it means. I'm aggressively trying to not find out what it means, but I know Lennox's birthday is tomorrow and he's turning 7. And Alex has a shirt for him that has like a 6 and a 7 in like off. She made it, I think.
Yeah.
In like an off-kilter, off-centered way, the way people move their hands. And it says, Lennox was 6, and now he's turning 7. And I'm just like...
He's loving it.
All I know about it...
Is that a joke for her, or is that something he's going to
do? I think he's
embrace?
Into it, because I hear him muttering, like, oh, 6'7", and I'm like...
I don't
The only thing that I can say for it in a positive way is, people who do know what it means, who never say what it means,
yep.
say that it's harmless.
I'm gonna give my opinion, and I want to know if you guys agree with it or not.
All right.
I think the Aaron Rodgers honeymoon is over. I think it lasted for about half the season. I think that all it took was that one bad game against the Chargers. And he didn't play better against the Bengals for a half. They did come right out and score, which is good. But then the offense went right back to looking like it did for the most part.
Against a horrible defense.
You know, other than Darnell Washington taking the souls of three Bengals players. Outside of that, the offense pretty much was stuck in park. And when he left the game, the next quarterback came in and got a standing ovation and had fans chanting his name like he was Rocky Balboa.
Mm-hmm.
And he played great. And now I think some of these Rodgers idiosyncrasies and some of his kind of eccentric qualities as an NFL player and as a quarterback, I'm not talking about any of his views outside of football, but just the way he comports himself. And like, there were people that came up to me, multiple people at our event last night, who started to talk about the way he reacts after a misplay as a negative. Like the way he snaps and kind of flies off the handle when something doesn't go right. He misses a completed pass and you can't tell when the camera pans to him if he's cursing and screaming at the receiver, the line,
the OC,
himself, the OC, the head coach, all of the above, some of the above.
The general shape and state of things.
It's just funny because I think there's a little bit of a contradiction there. He says after games, hey, don't ride the wave. But then during the game, he kind of looks like a basket case sometimes, man. He doesn't have that like Joe Flacco, Eli Manning facial expression is the same whether they're up two touchdowns or down five scores. He's pretty susceptible to like freaking out over a missed call. I mean, Tomlin, all he said it after the Packers game. The offense went in the tank after one bad call and they never really rebounded from it, which was obviously a shot at Aaron Rodgers.
If you think the honeymoon's over, who do you think he's most mad at? The head coach then? Because if they were the union, you know, if they were the duo that
floated around. No, time out. You misunderstood me. Mm-hmm. I don't mean the honeymoon like internally of Aaron Rodgers with the Steelers or the Steelers
with him.
The
honeymoon of I'm just playing my last year.
Oh. I think the fan Aaron Rodgers honeymoon is over. I think fans being like, oh my God, we have Aaron Rodgers. This is so cool. Look at how well he's played for us. I'm okay. So happy we got him here. Okay. Let's sign him up for a second year. Let's run this back. We can do big things with this guy. I think that honeymoon's over. I think all it took was that Chargers game in a bad first half against the Bengals. So essentially six quarters and maybe a little bit of the Colts game sprinkled in there, but not a lot. For people to be like, yeah, the backup's better. You know, we're
jarring. The Chargers game was jarring, man. I can't get the image of him throwing to Gainwell and then pirouetting out of the way so he, like...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora a solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3. Selección varía por tienda. Solo en tiendas selectas hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.
I don't know, like when your older brother like is messing with you or something, if you've got an older brother out there and like they like take a shove or hit you when you're like a kid, you turn your back instinctively because you don't want to deal with that and don't want to get hit. He looked like somebody who didn't want to get hit by his older brother on that throw. He looked like he had the 1,000-yard stare going, and I don't think Steelers fans are casual viewers of the game. I think they are keen observers of what they see. I got people who will point out like a Broderick Jones missed assignment on a play just to make sure I know about it so I can wallow in it. Like, those people all saw the same thing we saw.
I think the new car smell is gone. You know, you notice it when you get in a car that you've had for maybe only a few weeks or a month every time you walk in. And then suddenly one day you're driving around, you're like, wait a minute, I don't smell that anymore. It's gone. It's over with. I think that era of Aaron Rodgers' Steelers career is in the past now. He's being criticized by fans more than ever before. I mean, there was none of that. Like, think about the losses the Steelers had during the early in the season, Seattle, Cincinnati. He wasn't on the list of complaints at all. He wasn't somebody that got blamed or given culpability by fans whatsoever. And probably rightfully so. But it didn't take a lot for fans to say, hey, maybe Mason Rudolph's better than him. It really didn't.
Well, I don't
and
really
that's interesting
see,
to me. That that's...
I don't... So then that probably just contributes to why there's a large groundswell of people who just want to see the backup play and probably get the job moving forward. Cut bait. Oh, you got us to 6-4. Great. Let Mason steer the plane home. Coincidentally, against the hardest part of their schedule.
I'm just looking at my buddy Nick Wright's quarterback power rankings right now on his
Rodgers
show.
Rodgers has fallen to
look
the bottom
at the guys
of the mountain.
That are
he's
above
at base
him.
Camp. Daniel Jones, Caleb Williams, Brock Purdy, Trevor Lawrence, Bo Nix, who recently Broncos fans I think thought couldn't actually
Bryce Young
play. He threw for 440. I mean,
yeah, but before that he was averaging like 100 yards a game.
He's in the same tier as Davis Mills, Tyler Shuck. Did you see, by the way, what Adam Trautman, the Broncos tight end, said about Bo Nix, like defending him? He was talking, doing like a. It was pretty good natured, I think. He was doing a stand up in front of his locker and he was asked just about Nix's struggles.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, essentially, he believes in himself. We believe in him. We know what he's got. We don't care what Dragon Slayer 69 is saying while he's sitting there with a 7-Eleven Slurpee in
they
his
call
mom's
trolls.
Basement. And then because, hey, thank you. Let's get, yeah. But this being 2025, what do you think happened next? Because it was a funny line.
Like, somebody named Dragon Slayer 69 came out of the woodwork.
No, like Trautman clearly said it, having some fun with it. 7-Eleven got the clip and
that was
said,
my next guess.
I don't know, man. Having a Slurpee and living rent-free with mom sounds like Dragon Slayer 69's crushing it.
I've never had a Slurpee in my entire
Neither
life. Am I missing anything, Don?
No.
Never have one?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora a solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias, detalles en Lowe's.com.